Chapter 14. Mrs. Varalakshmi, Araria's Testimony of Salvation. My background. My name is Varalakshmi. My childhood home was in Guntur. I was born into a strict, orthodox Brahmin family. I was married to Mr. R. R. K. Murthy in my 15th year. As soon as we were married, I went to live with him in Mahbubnagar. He worked in the high schools there, and in his free time he taught Telugu to the missionaries. I, for my part, was deeply caught up in idol worship. My mother had taught me, from my childhood, every vow, fast, austerity, and act of ritual worship. Since he was my husband, I tried my best to fulfill my duty as a devout Hindu wife. Every single day I would go and worship at one temple or another. Since he went so often into the company of the white sahibs, I feared that they might somehow draw him into their religion, and to make sure that never happened, I worshipped the whole host of 33 million gods, all the more, and kept every festival with even greater determination. I noticed that Murthy Guru himself seemed rather indifferent to all this, and that only made me cling to my own religious devotion all the more fiercely. After we set up our household in Narayanpet, various people would come by now and then to speak to me about the Bible, but I never made any room for it. Idol worship gave me only a passing, temporary satisfaction. Our daughter Vijaya spent much of her early years being raised by my mother. After that, a son, Prithviraj, was born to us. I can never forget what happened that day. It was November of 1962. Murthy Guru was, at that time, teaching Telugu to the missionaries in Sangarabad. Turmoil. It was a Sunday. We were living on the mission compound. All the women were on their way to church. I watched from the window. Everyone was heading to church with their children. I was not feeling well in my body. It felt as if I had a fever. Murthy Guru was away, out of town. For some reason, the thought came to me that I ought to go to church. I got ready at once, took my little boy on my hip, and went. That day the preacher was speaking about what comes after this life and about judgment, and I grew afraid. He preached that to reject Jesus Christ was to reject heaven itself and to welcome hell in its place. The word spoke to me. Every word of that message felt as though it were aimed straight at me, driven home with force. When everyone else had gone, I stayed behind, sitting there, unable to move. Some woman helped me and got me home. I laid down, but sleep would not come. A New Testament happened to be there, and I picked it up and opened it. John chapter 3, verse 36, caught my eye. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever rejects the Son will not see life. But God's wrath remains on them. Soul searching. That verse set up a cry deep within my soul. I had not been obedient to Him, and so I had no life. Worse still, it seemed to me that God's wrath was building up over me day by day. My heart was torn apart with fear. Lord, I cried out through my tears, forgive me. I accept you right now as my own personal Savior. God, who never breaks His word, came into my heart. I opened the door of my heart to Him. I heard His call. He forgave me. With His own hand He washed away all those past sins of mine. The assurance of salvation As soon as my husband came home, I told him everything in full detail. His joy knew no bounds. I was baptized at Bethel Brethren Church in Hyderabad. From that day on, I worked alongside my husband in ministry, going with him to many places and giving my testimony. God used me as his instrument among women. God has blessed us with 4 children. Please pray for our family. God so loved the world, but he has loved us who are saved even more, and has placed us in this world as his ambassadors to love others on his behalf. The burden for the salvation of our relatives rests upon us. Please pray for us. Praise be to God. The end.